It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Declare your independence with me, Ernest Hancock. You too can declare your independence, and you don't even need a government form. But you know what you do need? You need some information. And one of the things is you're not going to be very independent if you're dead, you know? Well, maybe you are. That's kind of really independent. But, you know, the thing is that I want to make sure that you're enjoying the blessings of freedom and, you know, let's kind of be healthy. Can we do that? I vote that. And one of the ways is I have personal experience with close friends that have been saved from the brink of death, you know, with the Gerson Miracle, GERSON.org. And, you know, the Gerson Miracle is an epic story of hope, done a film by our guest today, Stephen Kroschel, and his son. And his son kind of has a homeschool project, goes around the country making sure that we're going to find out something. What are we going to find out? We're going to find out this thing works. And this came from Max Gerson in Germany in the late 20s, early 30s. In fact, he left Nazi Germany, get out. He was Jewish. And he's like, oh, no, 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 I see where this is going. Boom. So he's off to Vienna or something, and eventually in London, and eventually winds up in New York. His daughter continues to promote the diet that they had. And it was, it's fairly simple. If you eat good, raw, healthy, nutritious, just what the body ordered foods, it kind of, you know, can fix itself. And it pushes out the bad stuff. And then you have this revelation, of course, that is in great opposition by traditional medicine. You know, they love you sick. I mean, I don't know what it's like in Alaska up there, Stephen, but here in Phoenix, there are more pharmacies on every major corner than there are McDonald's. I mean, it is the most amazing. You see new construction, you know it's going to be another pharmacy. The baby boomers are coming online. They're getting their government, you know, health care, prescription, whatever. And I guarantee they got ills and they got pills for their ills, and they're going to make some money. So you were talking about, you know, this is a short segment here. We got just about another 90 seconds, but I wanted to give you the opportunity to finish your praise of the film distributor and how that was working.
Yes, yes. So the first movie that we made, the feature documentary, was The Gerson Miracle. The second one was Dying to Have Known. And the last one, in which my son Garrett was doing a homeschool lesson and trying to prove this therapy on his own to himself, was The Beautiful Truth. And the first people that I went to with this Hollywood distributors with these movies were, you know, the big studios, Sony Pictures and so on, and New Line Cinema. And they passed on these films as feature documentaries because of the liability worries. But Cinema Libre Studios is an independent distributor that took it on, and my hat is off to them for distributing these films around the world. Cinema Libre Studios is also living that therapy in their offices. They have people, because of these films, that are doing the therapy. And as I understand it, one person in the distribution there has breast cancer. She's doing the therapy as we speak.
Very, very good. I got so many more questions, and we may open it up to the audience. I bet they got a lot, too. 800-313-9443. 313-9443. And, you know, on topic. You know, we're talking about Gerson therapy and our health. Want to live a long time. You know, so we'll go ahead and do that, and we'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, and our special guest, Steve. We'll be right back.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and our special guest today, Stephen Krochel. Now, Stephen, I want to make sure that we understand that this private film distribution, what are their responsibilities? I mean, how much do you need them for? They front the money? They do the distribution? I mean, why do you even care? I mean, it's
no, they didn't front the money. I actually made these films on my own with my own money, basically, and I didn't charge for my time or anything. So it was a humanitarian effort on my part. Not that I can even afford to make a film of myself, because I wore several hats, but this is so important for people to know that I just thought I had to do it. I mean, I'm alive right now. I know these things work. This Gerson therapy is not fraudulent in any way. It is one of the most beautiful things that I've ever experienced in my life. And no matter what it cost, no matter what it took, I had to make these movies.
Well, what motivated you to do that? I mean, were you sick? Was somebody close to you sick? How'd you even know about it?
No. I learned about it, you know, through a friend that with that VHS tape.
Right.
About when I've got Charlotte's lecture. But I have this tremendous care and love and compassion for wild animals, and I take in orphan animals here, even at our Alaska camp. I've got a grizzly bear out here and two moose that I'm taking care of right now, and it all works together. We're all one on this planet, you know, and we have to live according to nature's laws. And that's what I've always believed since I was a little kid. And what Gerson stood for, he was an ecologist as well. He was a pioneer. What he stood for is what I always believed. And he just reaffirmed that for me. And so, you know, I'm just doing what I thought I could, what I can give to, back to people.
Well, I'm glad you did, and I'm looking forward to seeing the movies. But let's go ahead and go a little bit further into the actual treatment itself.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking these juices. We're getting enzymes and things that have been missing from our diet. Because a lot of times, it's like with anything, any relationship you have with your body, with your spouse, with your kids, with, you know, what they crave the most is the one thing they get the least. You know, whatever
yeah.
it is, attention, you know, food, a car, whatever they don't have, they want, you know, that's what they want the most, whatever they don't have. And of course, then they appreciate it. Same thing with your diet. Your body craves certain things. And when you don't have that, they're going, hey, you know, can we have a little bit of enzymes here? I mean, you know, that's got processed out. Now, talk about that. As we have gone into mass production of calories, you know, just, you know, we get a bunch of carbohydrates out there. We're just gonna keep the engine running. And we go through all these processes to do that. You know, what has been taken out of our diet? How and why and the benefit? And let's talk about that. Where are the enzymes removed?
Well, I mean, enzymes are removed just by a low heat, even. I mean, so it has to be raw. The body really needs and requires at least 90% raw food, and we don't get that. I mean, it's just to feed the masses, they have to heat it up and cook it and process it over and over and over again till it becomes something that it was never intended to be. And that's what people are eating every day. I mean,
well,
the
it's for
bread,
storage. I mean, it's just so it lasts until it gets to the shelf. You know what
yeah,
I mean? It's just you're not doing the local farmer market because, you know, that's like work. You know, you got to go over and get it.
And it's kind of an immediate gratification for our bodies, it would seem. I mean, it tastes buds and it tricks the brain. And also it's immediate gratification for the food manufacturers because they get all this money. And but in the long term, though, it's going to catch up to us. We're going to have to, you know, there's going to be a judgment day. And for many people, it comes even now in their late teens and 20s, people getting cancer. More young people that had cancer. I was very shocked when we did these films of how many people are so young, you know, just youths yet that have these cancers instead of older people.
Well, what about meats? I mean, you know, a good steak is a good steak. So how do meats play into this? They're not good for you? I mean,
well, the thing about the Gerson therapy is that the best protein, the kind of protein that the body can assimilate readily, is the kind that's found in vegetables. I mean, they're in simple amino chains that the body can assimilate. If you eat a complete protein, that's what meat is, for example, the body has to break that down again into amino chains that it can assimilate, the body can assimilate. And in doing that breakdown, a great deal of uric acid is produced in the body, which, of course, is wreaks havoc with the body and the cells, and it'll catch up to us. So it wears the immune system down. It causes the pancreas to overwork. The pancreas has to donate enzymes to digest and process meat. And those enzymes were really, in the pancreas of the body, are really designed to protect us from disease. And so if you're eating all of this meat, this complete protein, the pancreas is doing a job that it was never really intended to do, and so there's nothing left over for it to protect you from disease and to defeat chronic diseases.
Well, if I get all built up again and I'm a year on the Gerson diet, can I celebrate next year with a big steak? Come on, man.
Yes, you can. Once in a while, it won't hurt. Of course, the body is very strong and tough that way. But if you're doing the therapy itself, you want to stay away from that. And you get all the protein you want from carrot and apple and the vegetable juices, all the different types of vegetable juices, all the kind of protein that you want. I don't know the exact figure, but the amount of protein in carrot juice is almost equivalent to that in mother's milk for an infant. It's almost the same.
Wow.
It's the kind that your body can digest. I rarely eat meat, and I haven't eaten much meat in 9 years that I've been on this, and I do, they tell me here that I do the work of several people, and other people that come here and help me and work here at this wildlife park, they get tired and they can't go up the hill and they can't carry things, and, they have a regular diet. I've discovered that they're eating just regular conventional food, so I go, uh-huh.
Well, another thing, we are starting to take our economic situation and our dietary situation. I mean, we're starting focusing on, we're taking it serious on the show. And
yeah.
Last year, it's been over years, April of 2008, we started getting serious about our own gardening in our backyard and producing that. And then we got chickens, too. So we have a half a dozen chickens in our backyard producing eggs. Should I use them, throw them away? What am I doing with them eggs?
Well, that's kind of a personal decision because you're not sick. You're not ill with cancer. So, go ahead and enjoy eggs once in a while. But if you're going to eat eggs, I would recommend eating them raw. And that's the best way that the body can handle an egg. If you cook it, you're changing the structure of the food. It's something else again that is
harder. I'd be Rocky, man. I want to down them eggs.
Yeah.
Which I used to do in high school. I wrestled. I'd do it just to, wig out my sisters. But I guess I didn't do that. Well, matter of fact, I do. I get two every morning in a smoothie shake that my wife makes, and she puts a lot of, I like bee pollen, and I have, vitamins and so on. But these vitamins that I think I'm getting from these crushed-up pills and a Morum pestle that we do, am I really getting what I need from these processed vitamins?
I don't take vitamins, and the processed vitamins can do more detriment to the body than anything else. I would forgo the vitamins and go with the regular natural product, and that's just, the vegetables, and because everything, like I said earlier, it's all made, it's balanced, so you get all the right nutrition in the right properties, in the right ratios that is good for the body. If you overdo one vitamin, then you're kind of imbalancing everything, so the body is kind of confused and has to kind of work with that and stress it to make it even the way it really wants it to be. So Charlotte Gerson talked about that at length with me. Now, it's amazing that when the patients that are on this therapy, they don't take vitamins like that. They take a little bit of niacin, which does a different has a different effect. And that it opens capillaries and that sort of thing. But that's pretty much it. There's no multivitamins taken, no monovitamins. It's just these juices and the food itself.
You know, if I knew which food to do, and you know, you get through all the garbage in the media and propaganda of, and kind of, you know, what's the pyramid? Is it up or down this time? I can't remember.
It's upside down.
You know, so I'm gonna you know, take it seriously. I've done various things in diet in the past. It's had a bit. I tell you one thing that had a big impact with me, and I'm sure it had a lot to do with enzymes. Now that I think of it, it was bee pollen. You know, bee pollen just had an immediate effect on me. And I don't know if it – now I don't notice because I've just been taking it. You know, when my wife ran out a few weeks ago for about a week or two, immediately I could tell. I'm going, are you out of bee pollen? You're not putting – oh, you don't love me enough. Go get more bee pollen. So, you know, it's – do you have any comments on that? Is there something in there that I should be taking or not?
In respects to bee pollen,
yeah,
I don't know much about bee pollen. I noticed that in the Gerson therapy doesn't mention it at all. But I do know that honey, I mean, using true raw honey that's unheated, has a tremendous. I've used it for a foot fungus that I had years ago. I mixed it a little bit of that with some crushed garlic, and this fungus that I had on my foot disappeared, whereas otherwise I used other products, you know, pharmaceutical products that didn't work.
Well, how'd you use them? As a suppository? You drank it? You topical?
No, I just crushed some garlic, and this is actually in The Beautiful Truth. In the movie, we cited this example. I crushed some garlic. It was maybe, I don't know, a teaspoon of crushed garlic, and just trying to recall, and then a nice dollop of raw honey, mixed it together, and just applied it between my toes. And this foot fungus disappeared within a week, and I just kept doing it, you know, for maybe 2 weeks just to be sure. Never returned, and I had it chronic for years.
Well, how long do you leave it on before you wash it off? I'm not putting my honeyed foot into a sock. That ain't gonna happen.
I did.
Oh!
I changed my sock.
Oh!
I changed my socks every few hours.
No,
but...
ew.
It worked, though. It worked for me. So bee pollen, I'm not too familiar with, so I can't comment.
Well, you know, there's definitely an impact on, you know, a lot of things, and we'll talk about more when we come back here on Declare Your Independence. You know, I hope you're paying attention, because I want you to be alive. We'll be right back.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
To declare your independence. With me, Ernest Hancock, each and every day, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, RBN Network from Phoenix, Arizona, here at Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com studios, where you'll be able to listen to this show in its entirety at your leisure within a half hour after we get off the air. Jet and I will get it all archived and up and ready, because you need to know this information. Why? So you don't die. That's why. So we want to make sure that, you know, we're living a healthy life, and we know we've been putting our health on the side. You know, I mean, that's been the back burner. You know, we've been, you know, ignoring our capacity to heal ourselves. We've been ignoring the ability to just eat right and be able to sustain a quality standard of life in our health and for our children. We're more worried about, you know, the safety and the surround sound airbag SUV, so we don't, you know, run into the whatever one out of every gazillion of us, you know. And at the same time, you have the little kid back there to shut him up. You give him, here's your Cheerios and munch on Fruit Loops, and you're poisoning him from the inside. The kid's got way more to worry about mom than he does from the driver that's going to sideswipe him. So you think, you start thinking about in those kind of terms, you're seeing, you know, the biggest threats. Mom, I don't want more macaroni and cheese. Mom, you're poisoning me. Speak it. Stop. Okay. Give me the apple juice. But the thing is that you get these juices and so on, and you look at the labels. You start doing this when you're a kid. You know, I mean, when you start having kids, you look at the labels. Heck, man, they need to. The reason it's in small print is so it'll fit. So one of the other things I wanted to bring up is you're talking about plastics. And we were sitting there. I tell this story so you understand from just firsthand experience here just recently. There was a cosmetic product that was something you sprayed on your hair. My wife had, you know, you spray it on, you style your hair, and it makes it, you know, fuller and more beautiful and shiny and, you know, and I you know, more attractive to the opposite sex, whatever it was. So I'm spraying it on, and it kind of gives me dandruff, you know. So I said, you know what, we don't do that no more. You know, we'll get that one done. But I liked the sprayer. I mean, it was a very fine mist. It worked really well. I had LASIK, so my eyes, when I watch movies, I don't blink enough. You know, they get kind of dry. So I'm at home and I'm watching. I rinsed it out real good, you know, put soap in the plastic container, did it a few times, and I've done it a couple times since I started doing this. And I just put, you know, distilled water in there with a little bit of salt. So I got a little saline solution. I just spray my eyes. They moisten them really good. Boom. I'm fine. I get caught up on my tears or whatever. I can watch a movie because I need to blink more. So I just do that. What happened is I developed a rash. And it was so much – there was something that was in the plastic and or the solution that stayed in there that was enough. It didn't affect my eyes because I guess they heal fast. But around my eyes and even on my upper chest, I got a rash. And I was like, what the heck is this from? And it was from in the evenings, just a few times at night, I spray myself with a saline solution. And there was something still left in the plastic. And I go, okay. So I just had my granddaughter, my son and daughter-in-law come over with the baby. And they're, you know, the baby's only like 3 weeks old. And they're breastfeeding, you know, but sometimes they'll put the breast milk in a baby bottle. And they have glass ones and plastic ones. And my wife and I remember, we go, you know, you had so much of an improvement and less problems with the baby being uncomfortable from having gas or air or burping. If you use those Playtex little collapsible things that you put the milk in and it collapses as they drink the milk. But then I started thinking about the plastic thing, and I go, you're getting a brand new little disposable thing of plastic every time this baby's getting a dose of plastic. And I said, you know, wow, should we really be doing that? So you start checking. Sure enough, you know, they have, oh, this kind of plastic disposal where it doesn't contain the evil BDE, blah, blah, whatever it was that was, you know, we poisoned our kids with for all those years. I don't even know what it was, but they're sensitive to it. At least they're talking about it. They go, ours is a good kind of industrial plastic. So at least they're addressing this. So the thing is that to think that it doesn't happen, there's nothing transmitted through plastic. I'm just in the last month. I'll go, amen, brother. I'm with you. But I would like to get more detail from your perspective. Things that I'm sitting here, I have a plastic bottle of bottled water in front of me. I'm holding it right now. Okay. What damage am I doing myself?
Well, these are dioxins that are getting into your body. I mean, and there's a number of different kinds of chemicals, and I'm not a chemist, so I can't speak authoritatively on it. But there's clear evidence now from many scientific investigations about it that these plastics leak these toxins, and they've done blood tests on people, and they estimate that about 95% of us have these chemicals that are in plastics in our blood right now, and there's really nothing we can do to get rid of it. It's just in our environment. It's just part of life.
And, you know, Gerson diet, you know.
It does help, yes.
Well, you're wanting to put everything in. I imagine you're not taking the juice and put it in a plastic bottle, right?
No. Well, the juices that are made from the juicer, you want to drink them immediately. They're not to be stored. It's because enzymes die after about 10 minutes.
Out of a glass.
Yeah, it's out of a glass, yeah. And if you want to drink water, you know, I just drink distilled water, and the best distilled water is from nature. Is the juices themselves. That's distilled. And so, everything is fresh that way. I don't drink out of
Well, that's my next question. So I remember you talking about, I saw something on there that they don't drink water. If any hydration that they get is from these juices, and we're going to talk about that when we come back here on Declare Your Independence, because I'm not supposed to drink a bunch of water. Well, we're going to find out when we come back here on Declare Your Independence in just a little bit.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Hey,
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and Stephen Kroschel. He has produced and directed and created and done some movies that we need to know is out there. And the Gerson Miracle and A Beautiful Truth I have coming, and there was another one that I didn't know existed. I got the book also from Amazon because I had friends that from the brink of death – feeling so much better, looking great. I tell you what I was most jealous of. The boy's got six-pack abs now, you know, and hardly exercises. You know, he just got trim and lean and, you know, has all this energy. Is that one of the, I mean, so are you 50 pounds overweight, Stephen?
No. I've weighed 150 pounds since I was in the eighth grade, and it hasn't changed.
Oh, we're all so jealous. So are you married?
Yes.
And she's on it also?
Oh, yes, yes.
So your whole family, you know, you got to you sit at the family table with juicers at in front of you, right?
Oh, we drink a lot of juice. And Garrett, now he's 17, and, you know, he's dabbled in other things, too. I mean, he drinks some pop once in a while. He's even had a Red Bull. But, you know, he's tasted it, he's tested it, and he still wants that these basic vegetable juices. They, you know, his taste buds are not paralyzed by the salts and the food additives, and that's the problem with a lot of us. We eat all of this processed food, and our body is so numbed that we don't even know what it really wants anymore, even our taste buds in our mouth. And we, once you, for example, if you do the Gerson therapy for a week, just do the therapy for a week, you will not crave salt anymore. You don't want it. And if you try something that has a little bit of salt on it, some processed food, you will notice it, and it'll make you feel funny. It's that immediate. Other things I should probably mention about this therapy is drug addicts, heroin users. They have, you know, really hopeless addicts. If they do this therapy within 72 hours, they do not have these addictions anymore. Same goes with smokers.
Really?
It's an amazing therapy, and it doesn't address just one disease or one cancer. It addresses the underlying cause. It gives your body the power to overcome and to destroy whatever is bothering it. Being overweight.
Okay, now let's go back to where, you know, we were talking about Dr. Dean Adel and him saying, you know, that no one's ever been, you know, cured of this, and
yes.
And you know he was paid.
Well,
so, you know, or he's uninformed, or he's from a different school of thought, or he doesn't check, or it's something. Because a lot of times, I remember, you know, he was entertaining on the weekends. We're out traveling around. You know, he's on the air. It's usually, you know, more entertaining to listen to him than, you know, whatever else was on. And so I got a dose of Dean Adel. He's a pleasant guy and so on. But I really got the impression that he was more about, yeah, while the holistic thing might be, you know, but, you know, we're modern people, man. We got good drugs, you know. We have a great medical society that they wouldn't lie to you. So I really took a lot of what he said with a non-salt grain. But the thing is that I wanted to make sure that we understood where the opposition to such a powerful message, and that has so much support from the people that actually do it, you're not seeing this anywhere. I mean, we've seen it with other issues in the media. You know, something will come up, and you know, you would think, wow, this would be the biggest, oh my goodness, most front page story thing, but it doesn't serve the interest of the people that own the network. So guess what? You don't hear it.
Well, people, you know, the media and mainstream society doesn't function with this kind of a mode. It's not our MO. When you read the regular conventional magazine, the advertising in there is general. I mean, a lot of these magazines
take the purple pill.
Yes, and there's two or three pages about the side effects, but it's in such small print that you need a magnifying glass. But yet, that's how these newspapers and magazines are financed, is through the drug companies. The pharmaceutical industry is in the billions, $50, $60 billion a year, annual gross, and it is such powerful force that whatever does work is going to get buried. The truth gets
buried.
Yeah,
you know, that's one thing that is, I think, the next generation, you know, these younger guys, these the Ron Paul revolutionary types, you know, the ones that they just want the truth. They go out, they, you know, I can handle it. You know, I'll do a little research. What has happened is they've seen such lying and such manipulation and such obfuscation and such obtuseness from the media that they have absolutely no credibility with them. You know, they don't even go. They go to YouTube. You know, they watch DVDs. They communicate with each other. They're some more time on Facebook than they do in front of television.
And well, the dawn of the Internet has helped an awful lot because now information gets out, the truth gets out. But also at the same time, though, you have the danger of misinformation as well. And so it's still, I mean, it's a little bit scary. But if you do the research and you can make up your own mind, you don't have to take my word for it. If you research Dr. Gerson's work, this Gerson therapy, on your own, at the library, on the Internet, that the information is there from a lot of different sources, from patients. I mean, this is a documented
It's more than that. I mean, you're not advocating that I take a mercury-laced, government-approved, the forced, mandated, you know, vaccine injection. So, we're going to strap you down and make you drink carrot juice, you know? So, I mean, it's really not that big a risk. I mean, come on, you know, we're not asking somebody to do something dangerous. So
I know that a lot of people complain and they say, well, organic food is so expensive, I can't afford to do this therapy.
But you don't need that much.
yeah, but the thing of it is, in some places, like here in Alaska, I mean, it is very expensive to get a case of apples or a sack of carrots, but because of the shipping. But the thing of it is, you got to look at it this way. How much do you pay in health insurance? How much do you pay when you have to go to the hospital? And for these pharmaceutical pills that you take, you know, high blood pressure medicines and all of these other problems that go along with it.
No, you got me. But I'm leading up my question. This is my question. When I do this, I go, okay, I'm gonna do it. I got people on the radio. They're already surfing the Internet right now. There you go. I'm going to get me a grinding press juicer, and I'm going to get whatever. I'm going to order the books. I'm going to, you know, okay, you convinced me. I'll give it a shot. What the heck? How long before they'll see results? How long before they can convince themselves that they did the right thing? How long?
It varies from person to person and what their medical condition is. I mean, their physical condition, it could be within 24 hours, 72 hours, 40. It just depends. But like I said earlier about drug addicts.
Well, smokers, I mean, I got to follow up on that. I mean, that's a general answer. But I'm saying if I've done this for how many months and I'm not feeling a change, you know, then I was either already healthy, I'm too sick, or, you know, what I mean, what I got to be strict on this diet for how long, and I'm definitely going to see I'm glad I did it after what? I mean, if I'm not feeling anything after a month, I should worry?
Well, you would feel a lot better within a month, absolutely. Absolutely. People that are hopelessly sent home to die with cancer, terminal cancer patients, they're on this therapy for 2.5 years, but they start to see results almost immediately. I mean, I've looked at a lot of case studies. Gerson, for example, was tracking 1,500 cancer patients when he died, and I was reading some of those papers, and the results of from the patients doing this therapy is almost immediate. But, I mean, it's very hard to give you a precise answer because it just varies from person to person.
Okay, I haven't seen the movie yet, but it was highly recommended. They just, oh, you got to get it. Okay, so let me tell you what we do here. We have a facility here at Freedom's Phoenix. We have a production studio, a radio studio, printing press, T-shirt making, sign production, all kinds of good, and DVD duplicators. We can do 400 or 500 DVDs an hour. So I'm going, okay. We get things like, you know, some Alex Jones stuff and Freedom to Fascism and a bunch of 9/11 kind of things. And the activists come in. I don't even care. I mean, you know, don't break the machine. Do whatever you want. They go to these tea parties. They go to the different functions, or they're putting signs up. The revolution started here, the Ron Paul revolution. We're the ones that started that, okay? So what happens is these guys are experienced in making all these banners and signs and putting them up on freeways and all this. We become advocates of this film. We get permission to make 5 gazillion copies?
Well, because I released the rights to these movies to Cinema Libre Studios, I really can't answer that. It's not.
They
sure
need
that
to call me because, you know, once this happens, once we start promoting this, once we push this, once we, you know, if this is really going to, because we have signs that we put up right now that says vaccines equal poison with a skull and crossbones. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just do simple, you know, just cut right to the chase. All right. We're just going, look, you know, this is, and we have an impact. I mean, you know, the state legislature legislature here goes a 180 from like Massachusetts, they're going to make you. And here they're like, no. So, you know, this is, you know, how we do activism. And if we have such a powerful message in get healthy, you're poisoning yourself with all this processed non-food that, yeah. you know, we just want you to be healthy. Well, we want them to be healthy. We want them to be free. Oh. We want them to be. So I need to, you know, how we can do this. Somehow we can get to where we can just flood this stuff out, because we've done probably out of here over 60, 70,000 DVDs distributed.
Well, you know, join forces with this distributor. They would love to work with you, and I'm sure that they're just going to give you free reign. That's no question. But I can't answer it for them, but I'm almost certain that they would.
But you can see the power of this next revolution generation having this type of information to bypass this poisoning, controlling, manipulating, profiting from your death system. That these guys, they do it. You know what? They're the kind of guys that just drive slower just so they don't get speeding tickets on the photo radar. We're just going to break you by not doing it. Ha! Then we're not going to pay them when we get them anyway. So, you know, just, you know, starve the beast. So I could see how this would be attacked. And you know you're being successful when you have people going, no, this works. And then you got some official shiny badge wearing a department of guy is going to come out and say, no, it kills people, you know. And I'm going, you know, when that happens, you know, then, you know, maybe it's something to look at. They're really worried. Have you had that kind of experience to where you've had officials, you know, making an effort to try and discredit what you're doing?
Well, as a filmmaker, I'm just becoming a reporter, really, and I'm just saying, this is what I see, this is what the camera saw, this is, and that's what I'm doing. And the Gerson family, though, and the Gerson Institute, yes, I mean, the repercussions of what they've, what they represent, I mean, with opposition has been their whole lives. Gerson and the Gerson family are constantly berated for what they state and what they stand for. That's just normal life for them. They're tough. That the Gerson family, Dr. Gerson's family, Charlotte Gerson and her son, Howard Strauss, he also is very much involved with this, and it's just normal for them. They're frustrated. I wonder sometimes how they continue to go on, but what gives them power, what gives them strength and inspiration is when they see people that come to the clinic and also the hospital down in Mexico that are sent, they're given up. This is a last-ditch effort to recover. And they do recover. That's what gives them strength, because they've gotten their lives back. I mean, and this happens every day. I asked Charlotte how many people she's seen in her life that have had cancer that recovered or chronic diseases that recovered doing this her father's therapy, because she would go the rounds with her father and meet the patients when he was alive. And then, of course, she followed up her whole life. And she says, oh, that's a interesting question. I would guess between 30 and 40,000 people that she's personally watched recover.
Wow. And you can see we're activists. You know, the slogan, you know, for Freedom's Phoenix is exposing the lies, uncovering the truth. I mean, you know, our whole thing is let's just cut through the crap. So this is one of the things that we want to do. And if you're finding, you know, it's exercise and health. I mean, you know, it's exercise and eating right. It's, you know, this is not rocket scientist, you know, information.
It's not a mystery. And when they do the therapy, when these patients do this therapy, they say, look, go back to your conventional doctor, do the test, the before and after, is the tumor is gone, is the do the follow-up. So they can't say, well, you never had cancer, you never had this chronic disease to start with. This is documented cases. These are people, like, for example, there's one lady that had a kind of cancer that she's in the Beautiful Truth as well, that there was not a single recovery in all of history of this cancer. She was diagnosed at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, and she went to the Gerson Hospital, and I happened to just accidentally filmed her 5 years ago when she was on her deathbed. I'm happy to report 6 years later she was recovered, and she's the first person to ever recover from this cancer. I don't know exactly what the name of it is right off the top of my head. And she went back to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, and wanted to meet with that doctor that said, you know, what she had and was following up. And they stopped us from filming in that hospital. They did not want us to talk about it. And that doctor consequently left the Mayo Clinic and now has, I think, his own practice in Arizona.
We should go talk to that boy.
Muscular dystrophy. What is it, the Jerry Lewis telethon? Is that still going on? We don't get television up here in Alaska.
Yeah, no, they have the Labor Day thing. I don't know. I didn't pay attention. I wasn't around this year, so I'm sure that they did. They did last year.
The thing of it is, Dr. Gerson was curing patients with muscular dystrophy in his day, too.
Really?
Yeah. And Charlotte would show me pictures. I went to visit her home. She had pictures, you know, in her photo library of this little girl that had muscular dystrophy, and Gerson standing next to her. And I said, what? You're saying muscular dystrophy is also cured on this therapy? And she said, yes. Does that seem surprising to you? And I said, well,
You know, when you have a healthy body to begin with that starts to have degenerative anything, and it's something wrong with the body. There's something out of balance. There's something not working. There's something not being assimilated. There's something. I mean, it's even, I imagine it may even have a benefit for people with brain chemistry. They have mental disorders. They got, you know, because I remember I should do a show on this. There was a gentleman that was big on some kind, it was vitamin B12 or 6 or some B complex, that they have people that are diagnosed with incurable mental diseases, and one guy was a friend of his, and he told him about this. His son was in there, and he had to go through all kinds of legal stuff and pressure and threatening for them to even give him the single injection, and immediately he was cured. I mean, boom! It was a chemistry thing in his brain. He just didn't have enough of some B complex, and immediately cured him. Boom! Done.
Niacin also works in that capacity, too. Yeah, and as a matter of fact, that you touched on something very interesting. People with psychological and emotional problems, when they do this Gerson therapy, they also find significant results with it as well. It's all, our body is not in just little categories and little pieces and components. It's all together. It's a big whole thing where our brains and bodies and toes and fingers are all part of the same machine, if you want to call it that.
You know, I'm looking forward to doing this. I'll skip some steak there for a while. if I'm really strict on this thing, you know, for you to feel comfortable, I gave it the first shot. You know, I need to follow it strictly for what? I go a month. A month, and I should be able to convince myself.
No question about it.
Right. Well, we'll do that. I'll keep track. I get the stuff. You know, we'll go ahead and order make sure we got the right juicer. I got some at home, but I didn't check that. It looks like that. It might be a grind and press one. And if not, we'll get what we need, and then we'll let you know here on Declare Your Independence. And if I'm really convinced, the whole world here is going to know about it. And then we'll get the ire up of the bad guys. You watch. We'll be right back.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
It's all bad. We're all dying. We're all rotting away. It's everything's going. But, you know, there's a little rays of hope here. You know, we're all about, you know, surviving this thing. We're all about, you know, just can we exercise the love and the love illusion? And I want to make sure that everybody knows that, you know, as bad as things are, there's always a solution. There's always another path. There's always decisions. We are creatures that are affected more by our decisions than probably any other. I mean, we have such capacity to find and explore options. That's part of being a human being, is being able to discern options instead of having them brainwashed into our minds that we're just propagandized into accepting whatever it is that they want. Of course, it benefits they, them, those. They're those who want to be left alone. Those won't leave them alone. That's who they are. You know, they're not leaving you alone. And that's why the libertarian tenet, it goes like this. I do not advocate the initiation of force or fraud for personal, social, economic gain. Because libertarians see fraud as force. If you're tricking somebody, if you're lying to somebody, if you're playing on their good nature to get them to do something normally they wouldn't do, yeah, that's force. You know what I mean? You're lying sack of... So What we have now is our entire lives are affected. We live longer. And possibly, you know, probably not healthier, you know, lives, but we definitely live longer lives. And what if we had, you know, full capacity of our what our bodies are capable of our minds? What if we stopped poisoning ourselves? What if we got off the gruel? What if we went and, you know, the gruel that's dished out by in the form of, you know, every shot that we got to have, every vaccine they want us to do, all the medicines that we got to get, all the package, you know, meals that we have been on and on. I'm like, oh, make it stop. You know, I'm the one that's actually picking up the fork and putting the shoveling the stuff in my mouth. Me. I'm responsible. Me. Now, I can blame everybody else and all whatever, but we have the Gerson miracle, which is just, it's just, I'm sure there's other people that have different, there's other people that's been juicing, there's other people that's been, you know, eating right, there's other people that have been diet and exercise, advocating for whatever, it's just one of them, but I know people that have been doing this, and it goes at the raw, basic feeding our bodies, giving it the capacity to heal itself. And if you don't think the body has a capacity to heal itself, well, what the heck you think happened with all this other medicine? They're going to, you know, put these toxins and poisons in there, try and kill off one kind of cell, and then expect your body to heal it anyway. You know, they're always expecting your body to come back and heal something. How about we just give it the weapons it needs to do the whole thing from the beginning? I vote that one. Let's try that one. What the heck? Let's give it a shot. So I'm going to go. We get the books. I got the movies coming. I have friends that just swear by this thing, save their life. And I'm going to go ahead, and I'll do it for a month, and I'll check in with y'all and let you know how my coffee enemas go. All right? I ain't got no pride. You know, Stephen, thank you very much for coming on with us. And there's a website you want to give out. You got just a couple of seconds to give us out, you know, your favorite websites.
Well, I would go www.gerson.org, GERSON.org, and Cinema Libre Studios, CINEMA Libre, LIBRE Studios.com.
CinemaLibre.com, Gerson, GERSON.org. And, you know, and I'm going to be your test case study here. We're going to do it up.
We're going to stay in touch, I hope.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have some fun. And if we got that one doctor, you know, that's here in Arizona, oh, we got really nice video cameras. We'll take care of it for you, man. So we're all over it. Thank you, Stephen. We'll see you tomorrow on the radio.
Declare your day.
Thank you, sir. Declare your independence. You can do it, and you don't even need a government form.